We are here to talk Eagles safeties, of course. And Tim Houck is here, my man. Tim Houck, the safeties coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Conversation provided, presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. Tim, you played the game. You're coaching the game. Team is 7-1. What's the mindset difference as a player and as a coach? Is it different?
I don't think so. I think everybody's on the same page, trying to look at one game at a time, trying to get that next win. And we all know in the NFL that everybody's good and anybody can knock you off at any given time.
When you're a player, you have to kind of learn that, right? Like, you don't look ahead. Do you have to learn that as a coach as well?
I don't think so. I think as a coach, it's already ingrained. Yeah. You're already nervous about stuff you probably don't have to be nervous about. As a player, sometimes as a young player, you go, oh, this is just the way it is. And sometimes they don't realize that you don't get opportunities like this all the time, and you're not always 7-1.
You've had the good fortune of working with Malcolm and working with Rodney 2 years in a row here. How much has getting to know them getting to know you, made this whole thing even better in year two?
Good fortune is a good way to put it, because I've got two really good players and two really good guys that I'm working with in the starting lineup. The good thing about those two is they work really hard. They understand the game. They know what it takes to win. They know what it takes to prepare, so it makes my job really easy.
And the versatility, Tim, I mean, it's really obvious that, and you guys have talked about it all season, how the cornerbacks at times are learning the safety position. Some of these safeties are playing in cornerback positions. Why is that so important?
You know, I think it all goes back to the 53-man roster, where you never know when a guy's going to go down and when you're going to have to fit different people into different places. Also, knowing the whole scheme and thing helps you know where you're going to fit. Whether the corner knows where the safety is or the safety knows where the corner is, you know where you have to fit. And if there is a mistake, you know where to make up for that mistake. But Jalen Watkins is a good example of a guy that played everywhere in the defense. And, you know, if we had an injury or something, we could fit him in anywhere.
So the message is you can't be a dumb guy and play in the defensive backfield of the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I think it would be very hard, especially in the game these days, to not understand the game unless you're just a really, really special athlete, to be able to line up and be productive if you don't know what's going on.
I find Malcolm remarkable. I mean, he's out there every game, a variety of positions, incredibly cerebral, obviously very athletic, physical. Describe Malcolm kind of when you watch him on a week-to-week basis.
Well, let's just go back to preparation. He prepares harder than anybody I've ever been around in the game of football. So he knows what to expect when he steps on the field, and that's why he's been so productive. But that's just the start of it. He's very physical. He's smart. He's very athletic. So he's got the whole package. And you see it week in and week out. He's making play after play after play.
Go ahead, keep going.
Well, I was just going to say the interceptions probably haven't shown up yet, but that's not because he's not in the right place. It's because, you know, the ball's just not coming his way.
When he drops down into the box, is that now then Ken Flagel coaching him, or is he still under the guise of a safety playing kind of in that linebacker dime spot?
He's always in the DB room.
Okay.
So it goes back to your question before, how does it help to understand all the positions, where the safety's gotten to understand the linebacker positions and what their run fits are. And there's certain times, even in our base defense or our nickel defense, our regular safeties, whether you're playing the nickel or dime spot, you're going to end up in a spot where you're going to be an inside run fit, and you have to understand those run fits.
Where has Rodney made his biggest strides last year to this year?
I think Rodney has become more confident in the scheme and just going out and doing what he's supposed to do, knowing that the plays are kind of going to come to him rather than trying to do too much. And you see it week in and week out, he's always around the football. He's where he's supposed to be, and then he had the big interception last week.
Tim, we have also seen Corey Graham added late in the summer, kind of an under-the-radar addition here who has made a big difference. He's a veteran guy, picked up the system quickly. How much has he brought to the table?
He just, as coaches, he gives us a lot of confidence because he's been around. And he's another one of our safeties that's played both corner and safety. So he understands both sides of it and very easy to coach, works hard. Again, he's in the film room. He wants to know why. He wants to know where. Very, very, very good in the classroom. And then he's been doing it for a long time. So you don't ever worry about Corey.
You talked about Jalen doing both cornerback, safety. It's good to see that because, you know, you kind of see this young guy trying to find a fit. Turns out that he fits, he applied himself well and fit kind of all across the defensive secondary.
Yeah, and that, again, he's a security blanket for us. Because if something happens, we know we can put him at any given spot. And he's done a great job at corner since we've made that permanent switch, well, I guess permanent quote, where he can concentrate on the corner position, but we still know that he can fit in, whether it's nickel or safety also.
How competitive is that room, is your room?
Very. It's week in and week out on the practice field. They're always on each other's case if they give up a play or saying, hey, I made that one, what's wrong with you, or whatever it is. It's very competitive, and I think that's a necessity in this business. You can't be laid back. You can't be too casual. You got to go out and compete and perform every day.
Denver on Sunday, what are you seeing from that offense? What are the challenges against the Broncos?
Well, the Broncos, obviously, they're in the Super Bowl 3 years ago, I believe, and they've got some good skill. First of all, they run the ball extremely well. Their running back crew is very good. Their O-line's pretty good. They've got two wide receivers that have been in multiple Pro Bowls, so they've got the tools there. They're struggling a little bit right now the last few weeks, but you know the talent's there, and we just got to prepare and be ready for what they're bringing.
Tim, your perspective 8 games in, how it's kind of all fit in this defense?
8 games in, I just have to say the best thing we've done is be consistent. We've eliminated a lot of the big play that happened to us a year ago, and I think our guys are being real confident and playing with a lot of energy and attitude, which on my side, I put on the tape, it's fun to watch, puts a smile on my face and going, wow, look at that. And these guys are fun to watch.
And they must be fun to coach.
And they're fun to coach.
And it's fun to win with them.
Yes, sir.
Tim Houck in studio, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
presented
Tim.
By the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.